ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the best possible start. And then I think you start thinking.
Don't you think that involves Draymond Green?
Yes. I'm not saying he's not playing his 28 to 32 minutes. What I'm saying is I'm moving his minutes around so that I can get him against lesser people originally off the bench so he doesn't get into foul trouble. He doesn't wear down going up against all these athletic fours and fives that are out there. I'm looking at the big picture of a 9-month season.
But I also need him guarding the top dudes in the league. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You gotta have that guy guarding top dudes in the league, and I think
you're
will
gonna
be
have
fresh.
A wear down. You will acknowledge that, right?
But no, he will be fresh. I think he will be fresh early in the season. He's got to, you know, preseason. I don't think he had the best preseason, but I'm not going to go crazy over a veteran not having a great preseason because it's preseason NBA basketball. I mean, how many full preseason games have I? I've never watched one full preseason game in my life. Whether it's football, spring training, it's hard to watch
you
preseason.
It's
really tough. But if I want to get off to a good start, and I got big, like you brought up Houston, don't you want Draymond Green on the floor against Kevin Durant
Absolutely.
And Shangoon and Jabari Smith Jr.?
Yes, but I'm
you
also
want Kuminga out there starting trying to guard Kevin Durant?
I'm using the Iguodala theory, which is the most important part of the game is the end of the game, right? And I'm working backwards, and I'm trying to salvage him throughout the 9-month season. So I'm picking and choosing my spots. I know I'm going to take a little off that starting unit, but I'm going to add that second unit to me is extremely crucial. And I think all of the mechanics of how they get the ball down the floor and spacing and everything. Look who's coming off the bench. Seth Curry, Buddy Hield. These are all shooters. I need a ball facilitating veteran to be alongside those guys. That's why I like Draymond
Pod's facilitating. He'll be on that second unit, and that's your ball handler, and he can get the ball to Buddy Hield, and you're going to stagger minutes. What you're talking about here, you could still stagger minutes by taking, if you want Draymond Green to facilitate with the second unit, then 5 minutes into the first quarter, boom, I'll pull Draymond. I'll bring him back at the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. And then he starts that second quarter with the second unit.
I guess
so
I'm
there's
just
a lot of ways.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm more worried about Draymond's age and his body holding up this year than ever before.
Wouldn't you think about that with Jimmy? And Steph,
they're just different.
And
I view them different. Because they're not banging with Shangoon and Aaron Gordon and Jokic.
Well, that's why you have Al Horford here. To try to bang with those bigs,
sure.
Right? Hashtag pause.
Hashtag pause. Perfect pause right here because you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNC FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live with the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. That's Bonta Hill in studio for the next hour each Tuesday, 8 to 10. Bonta Hill, we're talking Dubs. Game one tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Warriors, Lakers kicking the season off down in La La Land. And if you want to ask Bonta a question, what's your biggest question mark for the Warriors heading into this season? 888-957-9570.
New York Kenny. You could do the legal at 905. It's okay.
Oh, it's okay. No, we're good. We got it.
Spadoni almost had a cramp just now.
I did. Well, my hand was up. Oh, my fingers.
Okay. Time out. This isn't the Steiny and Guru show where every minute needs to be written on the script.
Well, Steiny does it 2 minutes. Steiny does it 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
We don't need
the
team play script, buddy.
You don't care about punctuality. I get it.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's all right.
I don't know. I just
it's a procrastination sensation.
That second unit. I've only seen a couple of preseason games. It just looks so clunky and it's so out of. You got pot like
preseason.
Where does post fit into this year? I have no idea right now.
Line
I
Dutchman?
Just don't know. TJD even like? Is he even in this current rotation?
There may be games where Al Horford doesn't start.
Yeah.
And it may be Draymond Green starting at the five.
Okay.
And you go Jimmy Butler at the four. Then you go Jimmy Butler at the four. And then maybe you go Buddy and Pods. But that's why when people – so Monty and I recorded Dubs Talk Pod. We did our season previews, right? And I picked Denver to win the championship. He picked OKC. And Warrior fans are losing their minds.
What do you mean?
You guys work for the Warriors, so you don't have any faith? Get off the payroll. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to be realistic here because out of all the teams here, like Houston, they know where they're going to go for the most part. Denver.
I have no faith in Houston being healthy at the end of the year. But
Denver's deep. They're deeper.
Denver's
going to be a problem. OKC is going to be a problem. Minnesota is still.
They kicked our butt.
They kicked their butt. I think Dallas is going to be a lot better. I think the San Antonio Spurs are going to leap into the top six. They kept all their role players. They have De'Aaron Fox for a full training camp.
So
I love Stephon Castle. So how the Kings did not get Stephon Castle in the Fox deal blows me away.
The Blazers will be much better.
Wimby's going to take a leap. I think Wimby's going to get MVP votes this year. I think he's going to play 70 games and take that leap to be a superstar. The guy's 7'5".
I know. Portland will be better. Though. The deep vein thrombosis thing scared me last year. Like, I hope that isn't something. I'm knocking on wood here.
What did you say? He's 7'8" now?
Well, according to reports, there's, listen, 7'8", potentially, but he's 7'6" now. There were some Fugazi reports. I don't know if you saw that, Bonte, about his real height, Victor Wembanyama.
I think the Spurs are going to be really good.
Yeah, I would agree. I think I don't know what to make of the Clippers. They're older than the Warriors.
They're older than the Warriors.
They're not a team I'm not going to overlook.
But you know what? They beat the Warriors all four times last year.
Zubac killed us.
Zubac killed us, and that's still relatively.
A thing. Just taking a quick glimpse at the Portland games, right? Because you guys always laugh at me. Kamara's a stud.
Shaden Sharp is a stud.
Donovan Clingan lost a lot of weight, and he was out hustling the Warriors in that preseason game up in Portland.
You've found his player that they drafted.
Oh, Young Hanson?
I like him.
Hanson's good.
I like the Warriors to take him, but he got drafted way higher than I thought.
And Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is a good veteran to have on that roster with Dame Dolan on the bench. So, listen, man, the West is tough. It's going to be a gauntlet. I don't know what to make of Memphis. I have no idea.
I wouldn't dismiss them,
but they get up for the Golden State Warriors. Hashtag pause.
And then, obviously, you got the New Orleans Pelicans, the skinny Zion you didn't even mention, with Jordan Poole.
You know what?
I know Kevon Looney's hurt now. That sucks.
Y'all can laugh, though. Yeah, I did see that. But Zion, whatever he did in the offseason, remade his body. You still have Trey Burke for the third.
I like how he remade his body. Like he went in a lab and
Did you see him?
Yeah, he looks skinny.
He had more muscles than he ever had in his life.
I know. Skinny Zion. It's something. Him and Luka. Maybe they have the same trainer.
And Jordan Poole's on a better team. We can laugh at Jordan Poole all we want, but Jordan Poole had a good year with the Wizards last season. He did. Well, they sucked as a
good
team.
Year with the Wizards,
Now, okay, all this selling. I love it. I love it. Sell me on the Kings.
Oh, I can't sell you on that one. The Kings are going to stink. The Kings are going to be.
Russ.
Hey, listen.
You see him going at LeBron, by the way? Russell Westbrook, the excerpts in that play.
I agree with the Denver thing. When Aaron Gordon got hurt. It wrecked everything for them.
They tried to play through it, too.
He destroyed the Warriors in the two matchups down the stretch. That's the part, why I'm even contemplating staggering the old guys is strictly because come March, April, May, they need to be their freshest when those games are determining seeds.
Well, that's the problem. Because if you can stagger them and you mess around and then the team goes on a 10-0 run. And then all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball and then you're asking the older guys, hey, we need you to rally us. Damn, I'm 37. I'm 36. You know, that's
the most interesting part of this is the full seat of Jimmy Butler for me, a full season with him. It's one thing when you get dropped halfway through it and like it's this whirlwind effect. Yep. Like I always say, Bonte, like when I took the job over here, like it was Jimmy Butler mania. Like it was it. We had any time to breathe. It was Jimmy, Warriors, let's go. Yep. And it was just this crazy 2-month stretch and it was awesome and it was amazing. And then Warriors fans had a chance to exhale. It's like, all right, man, our three best players are all 35 or older now. Like, can we do this for a full season? So I'm very curious to see the gauntlet
and
is.
Al Horford.
And Al Horford. I mean, now, it's true.
Right. And Buddy's no spring chicken.
No.
You know, he's 32, but he's in great shape, though.
No, I know he is, but he's played a lot of minutes.
Right, he's played enough.
But that's why the young guys are so important, and that's why so much pressure on these young dudes.
They need someone to step up. And I said, I had three. I did a little pod yesterday. I had my five biggest reasons on why I love this year's Warrior team. And one of them was one of the youngsters needs to step up. And I think most people would say it's Kuminga, Pods, or Moody. But you never know what's going to happen. You reference Will Richards. Who knows? Maybe it's Quentin Post. Who knows?
Maybe it's TJD. Who knows?
I mean, see, TJD's a guy I don't think we've thought enough about. I don't know where he fits in, though, B.
But I will say Kuminga did have a good... if we're putting stock in the preseason, Kuminga did everything that everybody's been bitching and moaning about.
Yeah. What's that?
He rebounded. He passed very well.
He actually had some really nice
passes. And they ran the offense through him at times in the mid post, and he made some great decisions. You need a young guy like Jonathan Kuminga.
So who are you putting your money on?
I would put it on Kuminga as long as he's here. And if they get off to a great start, I would think that he's going to be here. Look, Joe Lacob loves Kuminga. I think this fan base is at Chase Center, and I love what he said at the podium where he goes, look, the social media fan is different than the fans in real life. The real fans in real life, they recognize game. You know, the social media fan will say one thing about Kuminga and say he just stinks. I've never seen it where a player balls out like that in the second round of the playoffs, and we're ripping this guy. What about the guys who didn't play well? It was just unbelievable. Anyway, we're past that.
Julius Randle destroyed us.
Draymond admitted it. Julius Randle got the best of him in a major, major way, and that was disappointing. But I think Kuminga's got to be the guy. Now, Pods, too, because Pods is playing for money now.
Yeah.
And the thing with Pods, we all forget, in those 34 games when he came back, and he came back the day Jimmy got traded here and played in that Chicago game, Pods shot 41% from three in those 34 games to end a regular season. He's going to have to shoot it. They need more shooting, right? Alongside Buddy Hield and Stephen Curry. Pods shot that thing down a stretch. He shot it at a 41% clip for the three-point line. So you could bet on him as well to take that next step as a ball handler and a shooter for this basketball team.
I think that is all fair. We love that. I think he has limitations on his defense in terms of staying in front of people. And
there's
that's my biggest concern with him playing heavy minutes is who's alongside of him as the help defenders, because he can compromise at the top of the key. He plays so far out on people. He does make winning plays, but defensively there are some things he doesn't bring to the table. He plays so up into people, they go right by him, and now you're playing 4-on-5 defense, and you're in scramble mode.
Well, that's why I think you need Draymond Green. If you're going to start Pods at the two, you need Draymond Green as that help defender behind him.
Because
that's one thing, Draymond Green, we talk about wisdom and IQ. He does have that defensively. Now, I understand what you're saying, because I think Al Horford and JK can make sweet music together on the basketball court. I think that two-man game, and this is what something I mentioned all summer long. I think Horford could be good for JK. Just, it's a different veteran voice, Fedoni.
Yep.
A different voice to get JK on point. Horford, young players love Al Horford, so if you do start J.K. next to Al Horford, I'm not mad at that. But if you start Podzimski and you talk about help defense, I don't know where Kuminga's at in this stage of his career when it comes to that. I know where Draymond is.
Well, it comes back to that Rubik's Cube puzzle that Steve Kerr is going to have to solve. Like, he basically found the elixir in that two-month stretch last year. It's the full season now, though. Can he get this team to the playoffs? I don't want to have a play-in team. I want a playoff team. And that's going to be the second unit, the mixing and matching, the back-to-backs. It's going to be one of the most difficult seasons he's had in his NBA career. And I know Steve Kerr has mentioned often, this isn't real, right? When it comes to coaching guys like KD, Steph, Klay, Draymond. Well, he's going to have to be creative, a bunch of the old guys who are still very, very good and Hall of Fame worthy. And it gets started tonight. Warriors, Lakers, pre, post-game, the game, all of it, right here on 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy on the call, 7 o'clock tip. We'll talk about that game a little bit. Plus, what's your question for Bonte, for me, for Shasky, about the Warriors heading into the season? 888-957-9570. Sam and Tiburon, SFA Drummer, will get you on the other
side. ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Side, it's going to be brought to you by Moderna.
Shot clock down to five. Ball to Draymond. Draymond dribbles, gets downhill, beats Towns to the rim, and scores a layup with the left hand. Time out, New York. The Warriors lead 94-88.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio on 95.7 The Game.
Good morning. How you doing?
BPA?
Play that Draymond? Again. Fonte, you got to put your headphones on. 1 second.
I got it.
You got to put your headphones on, and you got to listen to BPA yesterday. Sounded like he just got out of the grave.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Was he on the toilet, dude?
Maybe.
Was he taking it number two?
This is the morning news dump.
Two, what is
he on? On the morning roast.
Oh, my God. Can you play that again?
One more time? Three times?
Morning. How you doing?
I love Brian.
Could you imagine waking up next to that?
We got to find out who this guy is.
Usually, we don't have a back-to-back caller rule.
It's Mark Benioff, Bonte.
We're going to get rid of that. At BPA. Brian, you want to call in, talk to Bonte about this Warriors team, 888-957-9570. Warriors Lakers tonight, 7 o'clock tip. Warriors Live prior to that, right here on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, all the post-game coverage here as well, all season long. Steph, Luka, Kerr, J.J. Redick, all of it. And then we got before that, we got KD, we got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Let's go. It's a great matchup tonight, back. Boys. Let's go.
It's great. Sports are on fire right now. You had the ALCS Game 7 yesterday. Blue Jays beat the Mariners. Springer, one of the great playoff performers in October and over the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Three-run Jack. Yeah, Monday Night Football doubleheader. But the Bay Area is on fire. The Giants are looking for a manager. The Niners are 5-2. The Warriors are back in our lives. I mean, sports, man.
Sports, man. Sports. Thank you.
And then you got college football.
Bama's back?
College football, to me, has been better than the NFL.
Wow.
It feels like we had five games with ranked teams playing each other. USC, Notre Dame, theater, great uniform matchup. Georgia, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, Bama beating Tennessee.
I mean, Cal football against Bill Belichick, yeah, UNC, come on.
I think I fell asleep on that one.
What?
Vanderbilt, LSU, that was a great game in the morning.
Did you see who's going to Vanderbilt?
The guy from Reardon.
Yeah, quarterback from Reardon.
Both you and Belichick fell asleep during the game. That's not fair,
Sam. Did you go to that game?
No, Sam went to it. That fumble at the goal line, oh my God. Talk about snake bit. That was one of the worst fumbles I've ever seen. It was going to be a go-ahead touchdown, too.
Cowboy.
You hate to see it for UNC football. You really do. Final act.
You don't like Belichick, huh?
No, I just think it was a dumpster fire towards the end there, and I'm not letting him just walk away scot-free. I'm going to talk about it. Everyone just wants
to. What about the three decades prior?
I don't care about that. I'm talking about the real time. We have the rest of our lives to talk about poetically.
Do we talk about Phil Jackson that way?
Yeah, he was awful. The latter end was horrible.
One of the greatest coaches ever.
Yeah, but also one of the worst GMs ever. It was awful.
We talk about Popovich like that? Popovich last few years.
Yeah, they were bad.
Maybe we should talk about it. You brought it up. Do you want
to? Some would say his best coaching job was the tank job to get Wemby.
Maybe we should give him credit there. Pop, I will say this. Health reasons towards the end there. That's what's standing. I don't think Belichick has any health problems right now. Seems to all systems
seem to
be. He's got
eight Super Bowl rings.
Okay. What's your point? We can't critique guys with eight Super Bowl rings.
No, you can. You just make it seem like he's not a great coach.
Guys want to fire Steve Kerr here, who has four championship rings.
That's the dummies out there.
That's the dummies
at the kiddie table.
We're allowed to critique these guys.
No, I didn't say you can, but you make it seem like his legacy is tarnished.
No, it's definitely a mark on it, though, for sure. Towards the end there at the Patriots, what he left for Gerard Mayo, who was one and done, and now Mike Vrabel's taking over it, like, it ended badly. It's okay to say.
Show me the greatest coach ever who had a great walk-off win to his tenure. Does anyone remember Bill Walsh's
final? Gary
Kubiak
did.
Do you remember where Bill Walsh finished up his career?
You tell me.
Getting fired by the Yorks and Parag Marate as a front office guy.
I'm just telling you.
And it didn't end well at Stanford.
No.
Stanford was terrible.
And he's one of the greatest of all time.
That's fine. Can we not say it?
What about Don Shula?
You guys are acting like saying it's ending poorly.
How did Jimmy Johnson walk off the field in Miami for the Dolphins?
63-0 or whatever it was.
55-7 to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Might as well be 100-0.
Right.
Again, it's okay.
You got to make our point.
It's okay. No, it is. No, it's my point. You guys are making my point. It's okay to say that it's ending horribly. Like, what, is that a hot take?
Yeah, but it doesn't tarnish what he's done. I mean,
no,
he built
I'll
the
just remember it ended
one of
badly.
The greatest dynasties ever.
Yeah, there was
he picked Brady over Bledsoe.
Yeah, he did. He gets credit for that.
Well, what was Kobe's last playoff game? 32 years old? 33 years old?
And that wasn't even with Phil Jackson, I don't believe. I think it was Mike D'Antoni, his playoffs.
His final 5 years were very forgettable.
Did he go to the playoffs?
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm saying, takes away nothing
from
his legacy.
He tore his Achilles. They did go to the playoffs without him in the first round loss to the Spurs. So that was against the Warriors that night, obviously.
Yeah, and then he came back and hit the free throws. It's a moment I'll never forget.
Yep. And by the way, Lakers take on the Warriors tonight. So it all comes full circle right there. No LeBron, no Moses Moody in this one. Obviously, those would be the two guys.
How many dap-ups for LeBron and Draymond and the whole squad?
I thought you were going to say how many glasses of wine courtside for him in his little cup. I don't know. Over-under is set at 3.5.
Does he use a chalice? Yeah. Is he T. Morant?
No, he uses the little small. The stemless, of course, Bontego stemless courtside, obviously.
Stemless
you have to.
Courtside. Stemless? What is it?
Stemless wine glass.
Because
it's not. Come on, Joe.
We're not big wine drinkers.
Yeah, I don't drink. Yeah,
did you see when we interviewed Drew Bledsoe? He was doing it from his winery.
Sippy cup.
There you go. The grape juice for
that's what they look like. They look like my kids.
I saw Gabe Kapler. He had the stem wine glass at a Warriors game one time. Yeah.
Oh, with the tight jeans?
Legs crossed. He was sitting legs crossed with wine courtside at an NBA game.
Only Gabe Kapler.
I was like, okay.
This bottle of wine.
Sam and Tiburon, get things started. People are fired up. Want to talk Dubs basketball. Let's do it. 888-957-9570. Sam, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Related to what you were talking about. What's that?
I said fantastic. Continue.
Oh, great. Okay. Based on what you guys were saying before, I had the same idea. Like, who is going to step up this year from the young guys on the Dubs? Every year, we're getting excited about the young guys, and then it feels like that crew just kind of plateaus. And I think that this team's success is correlated to at least one player really taking their game to the next level, hopefully averaging at least 12 points a game and contributing. Because I'm not seeing it, getting pumped every year to see these guys like Kuminga, Moody.
Hold on real quick, Sam. Kuminga averaged 15 last year.
What, did he play like 50
games?
Yeah,
but it's Kuminga. He averages 15, but then everything else on the stat sheet is a blemish because it's just like not an efficient. Yeah, he's scoring 15 points, but inefficiently.
Well, I would say last year
on the team, I won.
No, yeah. I know. I think last year
you won. Did he say you won?
I don't know what he said.
But I will say this.
I don't know what that
last
was.
Last year, when it comes to the young guys, Pods got off to the horrible start with the broken nose. And
right.
What was it called?
He had the abdominal injury.
But he had vertigo.
But he had the abdominal injury, too.
He had that as well.
And then from that point, he averaged 15 a game.
But Moody was similar. Moody was kind of like MIA, and then he gets into the starting lineup. He went on a run. I think both guys finishing the season on a downturn has affected how we view them.
So Sam's talking about 15 a game. Pods did that in his last 34, and Kuminga did that in what many people consider a down year. And you got to remember, when he came back from the ankle injury, some of those numbers go down because he wasn't efficient coming back. There was no role for him. So if they average 12 a game, I think we're in trouble.
Well, the conversation's always been with Kuminga.
The Warriors, I think we're in trouble.
Right. Well, with Kuminga, it's always been about the relationship with Steve Kerr, right? And I actually feel like from the preseason, the comments from the head coach, again, take it with a grain of salt, comments from the head coach, you know, actions speak louder than words, I get it. But it feels like Kuminga's doing the right things in Steve Kerr's eyes. Like, the fact that Kerr had his back when he got ejected in that game, he's like, I actually liked it. Like, he was doing the right things. And I felt Kuminga on that because I believe, and we talked about it, Denny Avdija, you know, he was one that stepped on the ankle, the hurt ankle that kept him out for so many months last year, Bonta.
He had 6 rebounds in that game. And you think about JK's first 3 years, he shot 51% from the floor, 52.5% from the floor. Then his third seed, he shot 53% from the floor. That was his field goal percentage. And then last year, it takes a dip to 45%. So, in my school, and when it comes to basketball, if you're shooting over 50%, you're doing something good.
I just, it's so funny talking about this team and the age. I keep hearing age, age, age. They're so old. They're so, the youth, the lack of size. I was like, well, get Jonathan Kuminga on the roster then. So you can't tell me it's a problem and that we could still be better off without Jonathan Kuminga. I just don't buy that whole premise and notion. Right. I think Sam and Tiburon saying, you know, it'd be addition by subtraction if you just got rid of Jonathan Kuminga. I'm just not buying that. There's a section of fans that feel that way, which is just insane to me.
There is a logjam, though.
Your mic is off. Your mic is off.
It is on.
No, now it is. Yes.
Oh. I said there's a logjam of wings.
Okay. There is.
I pushed the button, and I guess it didn't go on.
You do push buttons, don't you?
It's crazy to me how polarizing these youngsters are. Like Pods and Kuminga, the two most polarizing guys maybe on the basketball team. We got Steph Curry, all right, for crying out loud. How is Pods and Kuminga with some of the social media fit? Because some of our audience is from social media, and some of these guys in the chat, you know, got the social media mentality where if you say one good thing about Pods, oh my God, it's propaganda. Pods does some good things.
Hear me out, though.
Does he have a problem at the point of attack, player defense? At times he does. Yes, he does. Does his height, you got a small backcourt if you start Pods next to Stephen Curry. Is he the most athletic? No, he's not. Does he turn the ball over at times? That's maddening. Yes, he does. Does he take bad shots at times? Yes, he does. He's also entering his third season. And it ain't easy playing next to Steph, Dre, and Jimmy Butler. It's just not. But he does some good things.
It's okay to acknowledge it.
Same thing with Jonathan Kuminga all summer long. We act like JK does nothing well. It's just fascinating to me. And if these guys take another leap, then the Warriors are going to be really good. They're going to help out Steph and Draymond and Jimmy.
Bonte, I hate that it's and you're on fire. I hate that it turns into Pods versus Kuminga. Why can't we just both root for both? Like, that's the whole fan angle on this. I was like, you root for the team, right?
No, but that's where we've become now. It's so ridiculous. You either like Purdy, or if you critique him, you don't like him.
Oh, you're Mac Jones guy.
If you like Mac Jones, but if you critique him, that means you don't like him.
How dare you slander Purdy?
It's insane.
Just shut up and grow up.
I know.
There's too many kids out here who want to.
Could you imagine going back in the day and be like, dude, I love William Floyd. You don't like Ricky Waters!
Yeah.
You don't like Ricky Waters!
Hey, I like T.O. Oh, how do you disrespect Jerry Rice? He's the number one wide receiver. Okay, dude, I get it. T.O.'s really good, too.
Can you imagine when Michael Jordan left for that period in the 90s with Scottie Pippen? See? This is why you can't. Michael's so much better than Scottie. You couldn't even appreciate Scottie Pippen
Scottie
in the moment.
Well, Scottie had a moment in the playoffs where he refused to get checked back in.
When Michael was gone, for various reasons, whatever the reason was, when Michael was gone, Scottie did it. He had a moment, right?
No, he balled out, but he also had that moment in the playoffs where he did not check in.
But it's okay.
In the game 3 down 0-2.
It's fine. We don't have to use that as a reference then. SFA drummer in Houston. It's fine. No, you guys, you can wax blow with the 90s. It's good. It's your era. SFA drummer. What's up, guys?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm ready for round ball rock.
Hey, me too. Hey, but in all seriousness, first and foremost, go Blue Jays, beat the Dodgers.
Please.
We know y'all ain't got no rappers there, so y'all need to go get your get back on L.A. secondly, the Warriors, I believe in them this year, man. I think we can go to the playoffs and right some wrongs. I believe Kuminga's going to take a big leap. I mean, I think he can average 25 points a game as long as he's getting put in the right situations. And he does what he needs to do to stay on the floor as well. I'm not scared of any team, and I don't care about Wembanyama. I don't care if he's eight foot tall because we watched the Olympics last year, and I saw Curry, the man we got, dot him right in the eye on his home soil. So David beats Goliath every time. So, Bonte, my question I have to you, do you think the Warriors could probably finish in a fourth or fifth seed this year?
That's the hope. You want to avoid the play-in.
Thanks,
and it's
going to
be difficult. And I think, you know, OKC and Denver, I think, are going to be the top two seeds. They're going to win over 50 games easy. Not the rest of the West.
You're not worried at all about just before you continue, like, there is a small part of me that wonders, like, OKC finally had success. How motivated? Will there be internal struggle of you know, the disease of me? I just think it's something to monitor.
It's something to monitor for sure. And I think we'll see him come out today, and I think they're going to prove that, hey, we had one of the best seasons in NBA history last year.
Shea is just so anti-not that, like, guy, though. And, like, and, is what
and,
I'm saying.
And Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams.
And Chet's got room
guys
to grow.
Guys change. I'm just saying.
Lou Dort got snubbed from the DPOY finalist. You don't think he's got something to prove? Alex Caruso.
Caruso is amazing.
And then Hartenstein, yeah. However you want to pronounce. I mean, he's a baller, so I think OKC is going to be fine. I really do.
No, I think they'll be really good. You just never know with these young teams.
I think they'll be a top two or three seed
alongside
the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I would agree.
Now, who's going to be 3 through 6? That's going to be very interesting.
I can make an argument for the Clippers. I can make an argument for your team, San Antonio.
The Mavericks?
I'm just in wait-and-see mode on point guard for them.
Okay. Well, and health, too.
And if Kyrie comes back, changes everything.
It changes everything. Got right? It changes Cooper Flagg looks like the real deal.
And Anthony Davis. Like, he's probably wearing goggles, I guess,
Cooper
this season.
Flagg looks incredible. Right?
I know.
But, you know, Derek Lively and Gafford.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, they got bigs. They got size. They have shooting. Klay Thompson, from what I'm hearing, is in the best shape he's been in years. Dallas is somebody to look at. You still got... They flipped Jalen Green, who did nothing against the Warriors. And they flipped Dylan the Villain Brooks, who will shoot you out of the game, for Kevin freaking Durant.
We talked about Dylan Brooks maybe being a Warrior at one point.
He was good in the series against the Warriors.
Yeah. Until the last two games.
Yes, I would agree.
But he was just shooting the ball.
But look, they needed shooting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they gave it to Durant.
No, you do that to all that.
And Jabari Smith Jr., Amin Thompson, and Shai Goon. I mean, they were the number two seed in the Western Conference last year, Houston Rockets.
Let me ask both of you this question. Of the three teams playing tonight outside of the Thunder, obviously, they're the defending champs. That's where everyone's looking up. Who do you think of the Rockets, Lakers, and Warriors has the best chance of advancing to the finals?
Rockets, Lakers, Warriors.
Yes. How would you rank them?
I'm throwing the Lakers right off the board for me.
Okay.
I think I have to watch them play a full season. I don't know. The Luka-LeBron thing, I'm very out on. I don't think it works. They're both ball-dominant players. Not that they can't be good. I think something's up there.
They need a trade, LeBron.
Yeah, exactly. That's I feel like something's
up.
I think
him.
LeBron's on his way out the door. Yeah. Warriors, Rockets, I'm going to be biased here. I'm going to take the Warriors over the Rockets. I just don't trust the health of KD. He's played 60 games, 4 or 5 straight years, basically. Like, he's just, it sucks that I'm saying that.
I'm actually in agreement. I actually think it is Warriors, Rockets, Lakers. I think the Lakers defensively are going to suck this year. And maybe they figure it out, but quite frankly, Luka's never been a defender. Austin Reeves,
Austin
Reeves can get the charges. He's got some size, but he's not a great defender.
But I don't like him alongside Luka because he's a ball handler and a possession. I don't know.
Rui Hachimura, he fades in and out. Sometimes he looks really good. Other times he looks lost. I like Rui, but he's a limited player. DeAndre Ayton, he's a big wild. What do you think of Ayton? He's got size.
No idea.
Yeah, I'm out on the Lakers.
Yeah. Marcus Smart's
really
there now.
I'm really out on the Lakers.
Marcus Smart starting probably tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm out on the Lakers. They got to get rid of LeBron. I'm with you there.
They do have a great coach.
The Warriors are deeper than Houston.
You love JJ Redick.
I can't stand
JJ Redick.
The Warriors are deeper than the Rockets. That's for sure. I think they're deeper. And for whatever reason, over the last couple of years, they've given OKC a lot of trouble. Those games have been really good, whether it's gone to overtime, buzzer beaters. So I give the Warriors the best chance to hang with OKC out of these three teams.
What was it, the cup game a couple years ago?
Cup game.
On a Friday night? That was a great game.
Chet Holmgren hit the three free throws.
Such a great game.
Then he had the other game where Chet Holmgren got fouled. Or no, he hit the three.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They sent a game to overtime, and SGA cooked.
They
had a game where they had to tip in.
Yeah.
Stephen Curry hit the layup, won 141 and 139.
Jimmy hasn't played them, though.
He did not play them last year.
God, what's it going to look like for a full season now?
Yeah, he didn't play against OKC last year. That 23-8 run was great. They didn't play OKC. I think one game they played Denver shorthanded, they got blown out.
It was that Lakers week with Memphis. Remember Pods had that big game in Los Angeles. That was the last time they played in LA, right? Was when Pods had that huge first half.
Yeah, the huge game, yep.
And he had the buzzer beater, and it was everything was great. Yeah.
The Clipper game at the end of the year was at Chase Center?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah. Overtime game.
They lost all four times to the Clippers last year.
God, dude, that game was a great game.
It was. Kawhi Leonard. Zubac. Kawhi was.
No, Kawhi was great.
And then James Harden had a really good game.
He did.
James Harden had a good year for the Clippers. And then you know what? I think Bradley Beal is going to buy into Ty Lue and the Clippers. As much as he dogged it in Phoenix, I think he's bought in with the Clippers. I'm dead serious.
Look, they got CP3, too. team is just...
Brooke Lopez.
Did you see
John Collins?
Well, and then the Kawhi, evading all of the,
Pablo Torre?
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't bother him.
What?
You think it bothers Kawhi?
No,
you think that's going to impact anything?
It's going to be lingering all year.
I don't think they even care. They're over it. Ty Lue.
Clearly the league doesn't care.
Ty Lue has had to monitor LeBron James and everything that comes with that.
I like Ty Lue. I do.
I think the Clippers we're not talking about enough, even though they're older than the Warriors.
I think the Grizzlies, I know, we want to laugh. I like JJJ, and Ja's a very good player when healthy.
Desmond Bane's a loss for them, too. Yeah. It is.
But they bring in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I think that's a better role for him in Memphis, and I do love Desmond Bane in Orlando.
I love
him
in Orlando.
Yeah, you like my Orlando?
I do.
Man.
No, I love that, because they need shooting.
They need shooting bad.
Hey, Bonte, have you heard about the new Joe Shasky podcast? Called The Butcher Shop. Have you heard about that? You have?
I've been a guest once or twice.
Wow. Yeah. Catch all the unfiltered thoughts.
Gotta get them takes off.
All the unfiltered thoughts. That means you can swear on this thing? You're not doing that, are you?
What?
You're dropping some F-bombs? What
no,
are you doing?
We don't swear.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't swear.
Shasky's never sworn once in his life.
Never. You can talk Giants, Warriors, 49ers, and the rest of the sports world with Joe Shasky there. Listen wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to subscribe and give a review about what you like and specifically what you don't like. Hey, Joe, what'd you guys talk about the latest episode?
So I did a top five reasons. Look, there's a million questions. Everyone's got previews. You did a preview pod. So
yeah,
I didn't do
did
a preview
season.
Pod.
Yeah.
I'll give you my top five reasons why I love
Please.
This year's Warriors team.
Can we get some music? Thank you. We need the music, Bonte. It's real.
Number five.
You don't know about
Number
this music.
Five.
No, now I do.
Singular focus on a championship. The last couple of years, it's been, hey, we just want to play meaningful games. Well, now the owner, all the way on through, from Dunleavy to the coach to the team, even the young guys, as well as the old guys. It's all about winning one championship in the next 2 years. Singularly focused. Number four.
Number four.
Quantum leaps. Who is going to take a quantum leap forward? We see this every year in sports. We all think it's Kuminga, but it ends up being Pods. We all think it's Pods. It ends up being Moody. Maybe it's Key Santos.
Key Santos. We haven't talked about him.
You know?
He worked on a three-point shot this offseason.
He could be Quinn Post.
Key Santos, sneaky player alongside
the Brazilian Orlando.
It could be
Orlando.
I'm not bad at Key Santos.
So, like, the way I view it, the fourth best thing about the Warriors this year and why I love them is because one unexpected player will take a leap forward. Yep. And that's always the beauty of sports.
Yep.
Number three. The old wise men. Adding Al Horford to the mix of the old wise men, and I put Ron Adams in there, I put Steve Kerr in there, I put even Dunleavy in there. You're talking about decades of NBA understanding when it comes to this team. And Horford and Jimmy and Steph and Dre, having all the old wise men together, and I would throw Buddy Hield. He's sneaky older than you think he is. Seth Curry, sneaky older than you think he is. I'm excited to see the old wise men one last time unite against all these young whippersnappers in the league.
Bonte, can you explain the Seth Curry situation? There's been a lot been made about when they're signing him, bringing him back.
Yeah, they're in the first apron. You don't want to go into the second apron, so they got to wait till November to do some roster maneuvering, so he'll be back in November, mid-November.
Right, number two on why I love the Golden State Warriors this year, Steph Curry. Normally, he's number one in everything that he does. I mean, number one in everything. But in this one, it's like, dude, are we going to get 3 years of elite Curry? Are we going to get 1 year of elite Curry? I don't know.
His preseason, I know we're not putting a lot of... But he looked like he was in midseason form. Like, they were playing Portland, and Steph was playing like it was game 50.
Oh, no.
The intensity, like, he does not want to lose. So, having Stephen Curry, and there's an emptiness to how last season ended. They really felt like they could beat the Minnesota Timberwolves and roll the dice against Oklahoma City in a Western Conference final. And I was taken away from him after he got hurt 13 minutes in the game one, that second round series against the T-Wolves.
Hey, but he won it all back when he shot a 49 with Bryson DeChambeau at Lake Merced Golf Club and has over 6
this
million views.
This guy loves that video so much. I think he likes watched it a million
Bryson
times.
DeChambeau, and Bryson DeChambeau might be the biggest douchebag in all of sports.
Best friends.
He is a douche,
Bryson
dude. I can't do it. I mean, his Ryder Cup performance, the match performance. The guy's a tool. I can't believe Steph can do what he wants.
That
disappointed me. Why didn't he play with Rory? Go play with Brooks Koepka. Go play with Dustin Johnson. Why Bryson? Why Bryson? Go play with John Rahm.
He should be playing with
Play with John Rahm. Why you got to play with Bryson DeChambeau?
None of those guys are in the GOAT conversation.
That guy was down 5 shots on a Sunday in the Ryder Cup, and we're giving him credit. Oh, my God, Bryson DeChambeau rallied in the Ryder Cup.
Did you watch the video at all?
Some of it. I just can't stand Bryson. I can't stand him.
I love how goofy he is. Number one. The number one reason why I love this year's 2025-2026 Warrior team, and I would love to hear your guys' opinions.
Please.
A full season of Jimmy Butler. We only saw a snapshot. I don't know what to make of it, other than, wow, they were really good, and they look completely different once he got here. I want to see what a full season of Jimmy Butler looks like. Are there going to be ego issues? Are there going to be load management issues? Health issues? Are there enough balls to go around in terms of shot selection? I don't know. But, like, I'm excited for it. So, those are my top five reasons why I love this year's Warrior team.
And you know what? Out of all the Bay Area teams, I think we always say appreciate Steph, right? Appreciate Steph and Curry. 37 years old, starting year number 17, all with the Golden State Warriors. But also, what the heck? Oh, it's like we got new curtains. What's going on here?
Windows are being washed right now in the 10th
windows
floor.
Windows are being washed. Scared the hell out of me. Hi. How you doing, buddy? What's up, man?
He's locked in. Come on.
So it's 95.7 a game.
To do that.
Maybe. Bonte's thinking about it.
You get paid a lot of good money. Probably better than what we get paid. But also the Warriors. We think about it, the NBA and NBC, and I heard you guys earlier talking about the Warriors were never on the NBA and NBC. I think the only time they were on the NBA on NBC was when they were in the playoffs against the Phoenix Suns, when Chris Webber's rookie year. Those games were on NBC. Game two was on NBC.
What year was that?
1993, 94.
Yeah.
So it was a long time.
I was
but they never They never got the primetime games. It was always the Bulls. It was always the Midwest teams, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas. Really mostly Houston and San Antonio. Then you had the morning East Coast games, Indiana, Orlando, New York. But the Warriors got to be on NBA and NBC. But also, we're here talking about whether or not the Warriors can make a run at a championship. This thing's been going on since 2012, dude. Think about that. The Giants have been to one postseason in the last 9 years.
And they've missed two, I guess, essentially.
The play-in game, the play-in year.
When they lost to Memphis and the Lakers.
And then the year with Chris Paul. where they basically lost the play-in to the Kings.
Yeah. The Kings' high watermark.
Yeah, that is.
No, that is the Kings' high watermark.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be a rivalry, and then they just,
And here we are talking about the Kings. Yeah. Right, and here we are talking about the four wise men, the unction, with Al Horford, Steph,
the unction.
Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. That's what they're calling it, the unction. And then you got these young guys in Pods and Kuminga and Moody, and we're hoping somebody takes a leap, and they're still trying to roll the dice at winning the championship. It's been going on for 13 years. Well, it's pretty impressive.
To your point, Bonte, it's still those guys running the league, and I know LeBron's not playing for the Lakers, but you got on opening night in the NBA, who do you got? You got Kevin Durant, you got Stephen Curry still. Those, the old men, the old guard. I felt some type of way, I got to be honest, Thursday Night Football last week, Joe Flacco versus Aaron Rodgers, I was like, that's probably not going to happen again. Those two guys playing against this guy. Like, they should be done. They should be over.
But yeah, but it ain't
Flacco ain't on Durant's level.
Yeah. Not even close.
You and Flacco.
Right.
Can I just wax poetically about the changing of the guard? You guys get so upset when I bring up just Joe Flacco.
We're not upset.
Sorry, you still have the stars.
We're not upset.
Yeah, he had the greatest offense ever against the Flacco.
We're not upset. You just went from KD, LeBron, Steph to Joe Flacco.
Hold on. Aaron Rodgers is part of that. He's one of the best of his generation.
Awesome. Aaron's
and
awesome.
And Joe Flacco Aaron won a lot of good playoff games and won a Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco on the level of KD, Steph, LeBron.
Some players would kill for Joe Flacco's playoff career. He's incredible. He's been really good in his career. Sleep on him if you want. I'm not.
No, I hate him.
I know you do. Because what he did against your Niners in the Super Bowl. Tough scene.
It's the same reason why I hated Phil Sims.
There you go. Hey, do you hate Tony in Oakland?
No.
Tony.
Oh, Tony in Oakland.
Tony in Oakland. Good morning,
this is
Tony.
My girl. So wait a minute. Is this the 2024 Roaster of the Year?
Yes, it is. Bonte, the voice of Bonte is back in the house.
What's up, Tony? Hey, I missed you. Were you at the Labor Cup? Tony, I was looking for you at the Labor Cup.
The voice that launched 1,000 ships.
Nice. No.
Anyway, but you know what?
Don't give
your
me that
voice
credit.
Is with me because when I was in D.C., I think I told Sam that this guy from Ghana, I was in the airport, and he goes, is that Tony from Oakland? I'd know her voice anywhere.
Wow.
It was hilarious. And he was bringing a team to Ghana, and he wanted me to go with them and get him into the zone.
Oh, my gosh. Tony, were you at the Labor Cup? I was looking for you.
No, I wasn't. But you know what? I mean, do we have great teams or what? I think I told Sam, we're going to the Super Bowl. You know why? That new DC. What's his name?
Robert Saleh.
That guy's got the stuff. I hope our boy Shannon gets some laryngitis, and this dude could be the ear and the mic to our quarterbacks. You know how great they would be?
What about the Warriors, Tony?
Well, you know, I haven't, you know what I mean? I don't really need to study them. I just have to see when they step on the court what they bring. And who cares the age of Curry? That guy just gets in with divinity, right? He's got the warrior ethos. Do you know what that is, Bonte?
I don't know. Can you explain? Please explain.
The warrior ethos is when an E uncurls the base of your spine like a snake, right? The kundalini, and you get in the mix with divinity, and then you can be whatever age, and suddenly you get all this power. So it does behoove everyone to sit their butt down and try to get in with it and contemplate its will, because you could be like Curry. He could go to the age of 50.
Oh, wow. Hey, Tony, I missed you. It's been a while since I've been in the zone.
Yeah, but you know what, Bonte? We got to do that thing where you and I, we interview someone and we'll get whoever calls in into the zone. You know what I'm saying? You've got the stuff.
Tony, did you have thoughts on Bill Belichick?
Oh, yes, I do. And my thoughts are, it's hard to go from the A team to the Z team. Those people on his team, North Carolina, anyway, they don't have any stuff. Cal's got fire. So the fire is when, you know, you're mixing it with spirit. But poor Belichick, it's hard to, you know, I used to teach and few people get that fire. And then you're bored the entire time. Unless they're, you know, mixing it up with you, right?
Tony, do you think Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, has the stuff?
Wait a minute. Who is this?
Thank you. That's Tony in Oakland right there. The roaster of the year in 2024, which leads us now to Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Yeah, who is that is right when it comes to Bill Belichick and the UNC football team. That's Tony, you missed Devontae? You missed Tony Oakley?
I missed everybody. I missed all the roasters.
How do you get in the zone?
One of a kind. Who's going to be one of the roasters? Are you guys doing the doobies this year or what?
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you mean, y'all know?
Well, I don't know. That was I feel like that was a Bonte Hill. That was an inception from you.
Morty Rose still fun.
I think we might make a new album.
Yeah, we might be doing. It might be something else because you guys have
nothing going on. That's what that is.
The Oscars. You have the Grammys. They're different. There's nothing out there.
We're calling it the Joeys this year.
You're calling them the Joeys.
Yeah, we might call it something else. It's all right.
But you are going to have an award
show. No, there's going to be something. It might not be called the
So you guys have nothing right now, but you guys will.
Is it December yet, Vonta?
Wow.
Wake me up when December
you
ends.
You see the planning starts around now, but, things get done in radio.
We're planning something.
You need to plan something 6 months out for something to get done in radio. We know that.
Well, look. What's your final thought?
Spirit Airlines.
Hey, what's your final thought, Olympic Club golf guy? I saw you hit
me. We're trying to work on
the
swing again. Shout out to Nick up there teaching me the fundamentals of the swing. I'm getting out there, Shasta.
You're dogging
lesson.
Bryson DeChambeau, and that's your...
He's down on me. I'm down on him.
Okay.
What exactly are you working on? I'm proud of you.
My swing. I'm trying to just get the fundamentals down. We're working on the three tees, hitting the middle tee, and I was hitting the middle tee very well. I'm just trying to get the ball to go straight.
That's it.
Can you beat LJ currently?
Probably not. But I'm coming for you, LJ. I'm coming.
He's broken, I think, four separate plastic golf clubs. Swinging so hard. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Right. Do you have any tips, Bonte, for me? My final thought is I need to have my son not sleep in the bed with us every single night. Oh. And every single night, my wife corrals him into the bed, and he's now manipulated her, and she just gives in. And I'm basically a hostage in my own home, and I'm not allowed to turn the lights on as I get dressed in the morning. Any suggestions as a father on what I should do in this scenario?
As Trent Williams told me after the Rams game, sometimes you just got to let them win.
Yep.
Just let them win. There's nothing you can do.
You got to enjoy it, right? They're getting older. You know, baby Chad's getting older. They're not going to be wanting to, want the cuddles as much. I gave Benny a kiss on the cheek the other day. He's sick. He's like, ew, that was gross. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Just stab me in the heart. Why don't you? That's all right. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to keep doing it, obviously. It happens. I mean, embarrassing.
You just got to let him win, Shasky. Just, it is what it is. Because there's going to be a moment where he just sleeps in his own bed and we're going to miss him.
He does this thing where he'll come up. Dada.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
And I'm like, hey, what's up, buddy? Give him a little hug. And she's like, what are you doing? He's supposed to be sleeping. I'm like, oh.
Dude.
Joe, I'm being told in my ear we actually have some news that might help you as we go to Sam Lubman, our baby and childhood correspondent over here. Sam Lubman, you got something?
Last guy I want raising kids.
Well, no, this isn't from me, Shasky. My mom heard what you were saying, and she texted me some advice to pass along to you.
Jamie?
Yes, Jamie. She suggested to get a small bed and place it in your room with your bed that you and Michelle sleep in, so that way he's in the room with you guys, but not necessarily in the bed. This is something that my mom did with me, and when I was, around 3 years old.
In your luxurious East Bay mansion, me at my little tiny humble abode. I don't know if you know.
How big is LJ?
I'm okay.
No room in the room. There's no room in these bedrooms, dude. Like to put a little bed. I've got a stupid dog ramp for the dog to get up on the bed. There's no room.
Okay. If you have a dog bed,
we
really have closets.
Well, we tried. There you go.
You do a bunk bed.
Oh, there you go. Bunk beds are cool.
Yeah, me and my wife and LJ in a bunk bed scenario. Yeah, that sounds great.
And you do morning. So I know about the morning where you couldn't put the lights on. Yeah. It was very annoying.
It's like robbing your own home.
Yeah, you can't even make coffee because it's too loud. Oh, it was terrible. I miss those days.
Oh, my God. If I woke up, my little guy, instead of dad, he gave me one of
good morning. How you doing?
I'd be like, go back to bed, dude.
Is that what you sound like with Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. How you doing? So you said Nuggets are winning it. Who are they beating in the finals? What's your matter? I'm getting right now. Game one's today, regular season.
I think it's going to be...
Don't lie. You want the Orlando Magic.
I do want the Orlando Magic.
Simulation 620.
That was the Bonte Hill simulation.
You love the Orlando Magic.
You love that ESPN article that had the Dubs and Magic.
Not trying to say I was right, but 3 years ago during the crossover, Willard Dibbs and Shaska said, hey, OKC, Minnesota, Orlando, they're coming.
Can they get out of the first round?
So the team that has been stockpiling picks for a century
You didn't believe it.
Get out of the first round.
I got the New York Knicks coming out the East. I think they beat Cleveland in Eastern Conference Finals.
The Knicks? Mike Brown?
I can't believe I believe it in Mike Brown, but I love Mike Brown. That's our guy. I do. That's my guy. I'm pulling for him. I got the Knicks beating the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Anyone going to take the Bucks? I know.
Like Giannis is trying to leave.
Well, and they signed what's his name, Miles Turner. I don't know.
James Wiseman and the Pacers. No,
he got dunked on by Castle. Did you see that?
I know.
Castle like shoved his face in it.
Poor James Wiseman.
Like that boy Wiseman, man.
Oh, no.
Boy James Wiseman.
What about the Pistons?
What
a tie. Detroit Pistons?
I love the Pistons.
Wiseman watch?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Another team Pistons? That can't shoot.
Cade Cunningham?
Cade Cunningham's going to get MVP votes.
Okay.
MVP votes for Cade Cunningham. Detroit, probably a first, second round team.
So I'm going to be the one to say it. I got the Warriors winning the championship, and I got them beating the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You don't believe that at all. You don't believe that
Kuminga
at all.
I got Kuminga as MVP of the finals.
You don't believe that at all.
I'm teasing.
What a overtake.
No, I do. I do have
you must
the Warriors.
Be on
I have
River
the Warriors
good
beating
side.
The Cleveland Cavs.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I have
the... This is the year the Cavs get out of the second round.
You don't have the Warriors going to the NBA finals.
Yes, I do.
You don't believe that.
I do. I think that the injuries have caught up, and it's. I've told Joe this. I have a theory. Jokic is going to the Lakers. It is going to happen. They're going to have a complete combustible season this year. I actually do not believe... I think they're a great team on paper. I think Jokic is going to go team up with Luka at some point in the near future. Because the league wants it to happen.
Mine is going to be the Houston Rockets winning the NBA championship. I know, sounds insane. Over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the five-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. And I guarantee Steiny and Guru are next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Wait a minute, who is this?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.